Market research links customers, clients, partners, and society at large with the marketer through information. Information obtained from market research, along with information from other sources, is used to inform marketing decisions on a wide range of issues, including those that are fundamental to the organization's marketing mix. The results of market research are fed into a marketing information system, which holds and organizes all of the organization's marketing information. In deciding to undertake a market research project, the organization should first consider whether the market research will be relevant, timely, feasible, given available resources, necessary, and result in sufficient benefits to justify the costs. Market research must be conducted ethically, respecting the rights of clients, employers, and research participants. Before beginning a market research project, it is crucial to know precisely what the research is intended to achieve. The question that the research is intended to answer is known as the research problem. As the research project proceeds and more information is gathered, the research problem may need to be redefined. Whether the market research project is undertaken in-house or outsourced to a specialist provider, a market research brief should be prepared to guide the project. A market research brief specifies the research problem, the information required, the time frame, the budget, and any other conditions relevant to the project. The research problem needs to be analysed in order to create a methodology that will provide an answer to the problem. This detailed methodology planned to answer the research problem is known as the research design. Depending on the nature of the research problem, market research usually takes the form of exploratory research, descriptive research, or causal research. Exploratory research is intended to gather more information about a loosely defined problem. Descriptive research is used to solve well-defined problems by discovering more about certain phenomena. Causal research tests whether a particular variable affects a specific outcome. Market research can draw on two types of data. Secondary data is data that already exists. Primary data is collected specifically for the purposes of the current research project. Research methods can be broadly classified as quantitative research or qualitative research. Quantitative research collects data that can be represented numerically and analyzed using statistical techniques. Experimentation, observation, and neuroscience are among the quantitative research methods. The most commonly used quantitative research tool is the survey, which may be led by an interviewer or self-administered by the survey respondent. Qualitative research obtains rich, deep, and detailed information and is often used when the market researcher needs to know about the beliefs and attitudes that underlie observable behaviour. Interviews and focus groups are among the most commonly used qualitative research methods, but they are time-consuming and expensive. Market research tries to find out more about the population by studying a small part of it and then generalizing the results. The smaller part is known as a sample. Probability sampling ensures every member of a population has a known chance of being selected in the sample that will be studied. Non-probability sampling provides no way of knowing the chance of a particular member of the population being chosen as part of the sample. Once a research project has been designed, it must be implemented in compliance with the design. This requires careful project management. Data must be collected, filtered, and organized so that it can be efficiently analyzed. Quantitative data can be statistically manipulated to identify trends and patterns in the data. Qualitative data can be reduced to allow statistical analysis, but much of the rich detail can be lost. Often, qualitative data analysis leads to further research in the form of quantitative research. Data analysis allows conclusions to be drawn and recommendations formulated. The findings and recommendations of the market research project should be presented in a concise and clear manner. The underlying details should also be provided to support the recommendations. The recommendations ultimately lead to a marketing decision, which in turn will lead to marketing outcomes. Ideally, the outcomes are a successful response to the research problem that triggered the market research process.